WFAI.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. I'm broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. And wherever you are, on your smartphone, there's a free smartphone app download at gcnlive.com. So link to all your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on this broadcast, just click on usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily, twice, by your instructors at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Central. Links on the website, usaprepares.com. I'm Vin Fennelli. Alex is at the controls at GCN in Minnesota. Today our class is focused on how to protect you and your health. And let's avoid poisons and toxins and emergency treatments with David Christopher. And David Christopher is the owner of the School of Natural Healing. Welcome, David Christopher.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show again.
David, so good to hear your voice. You know, offline a while back, you and I were talking about population reduction, and we've said some numbers as high as 85%. You know, that's what we've been reading need to be eliminated, and this is nothing new. This has been going on for quite some time. You know, you can go back to the Revolutionary War. And we were talking about men lining up, you know, with brightly colored costumes. You know, some were in red and some were in blue. And they'd point their rifles at each other and boom, you know, they'd mow down the first row.
They took turns shooting each other. And they just stood there and took it.
You know, I can't imagine some sergeant saying to, you know, Private Vin Fennelli, okay, I want you to take your musket and I want you to stand there next to these other guys and say your prayers because... you're probably all going to get mowed down. You know, I'd have a real tough time doing that. I thought
we were really strange for hiding behind rocks and trees, you know. I guess we were the guerrilla warfarers back then.
Yeah, there's just no way. There's no way I would line up and do something as stupid as that. I mean, I'm not kidding. And you know, we shot at each other with muskets, and we shot at each other with cannons, and chain shot, and bird shot, and bombs of, you know, all kinds, and incendiary devices. I mean, it was just horrible. I mean, what we've done to each other.
I mean, they stood there and took it, and you kind of wonder, was life that bad that it was better to get mowed down than to live in the Army?
Oh, man. So, you know, as I look around, we're still doing that kind of thing, of course, with all these conflicts and wars that we end up starting and going, picking on small sovereign nations, chasing oil all over the globe. But
yeah, can you think of a decade we haven't been in war?
Not in my lifetime.
Every decade we've been in a war somewhere.
Yeah, and, you know, old men start wars and young men and now young women die. And it's disgraceful.
It is.
And I look at, there are several wars that we're fighting. You know, we're fighting wars that are declared and wars that are undeclared. And we're also fighting wars of health where we're becoming sicker and sicker by the same people that cause these wars and, cause our military to go and attack other countries. Those are the same people that are killing us with poisons and toxins in our food, in our water, in our air. The same people.
And, you know, my dad served in World War II at Fort Lewis, Washington. And they were going to, you know, after the war, send him through medical school. And he said, I don't want to have anything to do with you people anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's just he saw how many men died from those experimental vaccines.
Let's talk.
He's the one that had to administer them, you know.
You know, Dr. Norman Shields.
And luckily for himself, you know, he gave himself the shot but missed. Went on the floor. Dang.
Good for him. David Christopher, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us on several broadcasts, just as you were. And he has a problem with vaccines also. So it's not just David Christopher of the School of Natural Healing that is saying this. It's everybody that's involved with USAPrepares.com. We're all saying the same thing. We're all concerned about vaccinations. So let's talk about them. Which vaccinations, let's pick the one that you're most concerned about. What is that one?
The pertussis vaccine.
Okay. And why is that, David?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm very much in favor of exposing someone who's healthy to a little bit of disease so that they become immune to it. That's not a problem to me.
Isn't that the way we used to do it?
Yeah, really. But it's not the way they're doing it now, you know. Mm-hmm. They're injecting these vaccines right past our defense system. So it's like it's not doing us any good anyway because it's going past our first lines of defense. And it's going into our inner system. It's like parachuting troops behind enemy lines, you know. And they're letting the germs in past our defenses.
It's very interesting that you say that because we have skin as a primary defense. If we eat something, we have our digestive system as a primary defense, maybe a secondary defense, and so forth. But when we inject it right into our bloodstream, you're absolutely right. And is that your biggest concern that, you know, we're injecting it right into the blood?
No, that is a concern, and there's a lot of things to go with that. But first of all, as far as that particular vaccine is concerned, it's dangerous. You can catch whooping cough from getting that pertussis vaccine. You can get the person getting it, and the person can pass it on to other people. You know, they say, oh, you can't get the disease from someone getting vaccinated. Oh, au contraire.
Yeah.
Now, a really good friend of mine, he was living in Montana. He had a square mile. He had no neighbors, had no contact with anybody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's no way those kids could have got exposed to any disease, all right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So at any rate, he's out of town on lecturing or something, you know, and his wife's home with and I think they had something like 10, 11 kids, you know. Mm-hmm. But she's home, and she has to go someplace, so they get someone, you know, neighbor that's, you know, miles and miles and miles away. They contract her daughter to babysit the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's 13 years old and comes in. She had just been vaccinated with the pertussis vaccine. And all of her kids got it from that vaccinated person. There's no other way they could have got it. The only person that's been in that house for months.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught it. And the baby, the mother, you know, panicked and took the baby down to the hospital. And once she got to the hospital, she couldn't get the baby back. They checked it out and found it was the pertussis, you know. And under the doctor's care, that baby died. Well, my friend got home from his trip, you know. He also tried to get the baby, you know, away from the hospital, and they wouldn't let him take the baby. And so at any rate, the baby died. And then he had the other kids that he had to take care of. You know, they had the whooping cough. And he took care of all of them himself.
Mm-hmm.
And they all got over it. But the one under their care died. And they said a silly thing. They go, oh, well, come on, you didn't vaccinate.
Oh, man.
They don't vaccinate for pertussis for a newborn. All right? Child wasn't old enough, they said, for that particular vaccine. But they do give vaccines to children right when they're born in the hospital. That's one thing you have to watch out for. Is you go to the hospital and you say, oh, I don't want my kids to be vaccinated. They'll still do it. They'll take them and do it, whether you want it or not. So you need to be careful with that. But at any rate, I don't even know why they do that, because the babies do not have memory in their immune system. That's science. They don't have memory in their immune system. and they don't get it until, some authorities say starting maybe 2 months, others starts maybe 6 months, but that's what starts. They don't really get memory in their immune system until somewhere between 6 and 18 months. And they're vaccinating and it's doing nothing because there is no memory in the immune system at that age.
David Christopher, you know, I know these things, but I'm absolutely stunned hearing them again.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that we're doing this because we need to make sure that our class hears exactly this. I remember when Mrs. Finelli and I had to go through the state demanding that our children be vaccinated, and it was a gut-wrenching experience because our children were absolutely fine before that, and then they would be sick as could be, high fevers after it, and we were afraid of death every single time they got vaccinated. And eventually we decided we were going to stop this nonsense, and we did. David, have you found any avenues of defense from vaccinations by telling the state to stuff it, and that's been effective?
Well, you know, it depends on which state you're in. Now, all states allow an exemption, which is a medical exemption. Okay, all states allow, all but two states allow an exemption, which is a religious exemption. And then almost half the states, I believe, you know, somewhere between 30 and 50%, somewhere around there, states allow a personal exemption, which means if you don't like them, you can go down there and sign a waiver, and you don't have to have your kids vaccinated. And Utah is one of those. We have the personal exemption one where you just have to get a waiver from the health department. They can't deny a waiver. Mm-hmm. That's what we negotiated. We did this back in the 80s. That's what we negotiated, was that they could not, deny a waiver. If you will go down and say, we don't like it, we don't want it, you have to give you a waiver. And then you take that waiver to the school and say, I've got a waiver, put my kids in school, and there's no problem.
Well, I'll tell you what happened with us. They absolutely demanded. I mean, they were no vaccination, no school. And it was until we decided, okay, we're going to pull out all the stops. It's against our religion, and it stopped it cold right there. David Christopher is with me, School of Natural Healing. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.9639. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.3639, $8.1819 for a half ounce, or $409.10 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.3639, $8.1819, and $409.10.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
David Christopher and I are talking about vaccinations. A young child was indirectly killed by a vaccination that a babysitter received. And we're talking about pertussis, which is also known as whooping cough. And pertussis is a highly contagious respiratory tract infection. Initially, it can resemble an ordinary cold, but pertussis may eventually turn more serious, particularly in infants. And that's exactly what happened in this case. Very, very, very sad story, David Christopher.
Yes, it is. You know, and you know, as far as pertussis is concerned, you're already having a problem with the lungs. And what they did is they followed children, and they found out that the breathing was very labored right after getting the DPT shot. And it lasted for about 8 days.
Why would we do this to our children? It makes no sense, because the authorities tell us that we must do this, absolutely must do this. And so, David, if we as parents don't want our children to be vaccinated, the plans are the one that stops it cold the most quickly is taking the religious exemption. Is that right?
Well, if you're in a state that has the personal exemption, that stops it cold.
Okay.
And then as far as religious exemption is concerned, then you have to prove that your religion says it's against that religion. That's one of the obstacles they've come across in some states.
Fortunately, we did not come across that. We just said, it's against our religion. And they just backed off right then and there and didn't even ask.
That's great. But other states, they've pursued it and gone to the authorities of the religion and asked them if they were against it. And then they come into some problems.
Or start your own religion.
Well, or that, or join, what is it, the Christian Scientist or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can join them without going to any meetings or anything else, you know? Yeah. You don't have to get baptized to join the Christian Scientist, you know? You can be a member of that church and somebody else's at the same time, you know?
I might even form my own church, a church against deadly vaccines.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. David Christopher, so the DPT pertussis is your number one concern. Do you have a second concern in this?
Another one that concerns me, and this was all vaccinations. The Japanese saw they had a high incidence of sudden infant death syndrome. You know?
Yeah.
And so what they did is they looked into it, and they decided that there's a problem vaccinating babies, and so they switched from vaccinating babies to vaccinating toddlers. So they switched it from 0 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all the SID deaths went away.
You know, I'll tell you, I remember bringing home from the hospital an infant monitor because of the sudden infant death syndrome. And I'll tell you what, every time that alarm went off, our heart would stop. It was torture, absolute torture. And as I look back, I become more and more angry by the second. At the doctors and at the hospitals and at the government for making us do these things. It's criminal behavior as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you know, they did a correlation study, and 70% of the children that died of SIDS died mm-hmm. within 3 weeks of the DPT shot.
Wow.
And they see patterns, too, that these deaths come at 2 months and 4 months with these children. That's the prevalent time they die, and that's the same time they get those vaccinations. I mean, the statistics are there, and I don't see how they keep perpetrating the myth, because it does not work anyway. You can have all the antibodies, you know, in the body build up. You can test for it, and they'll still get the disease. They can't prove it works. They never have been able to. And the statistics show that all of these childhood diseases were on the decline, a sharp decline. Deaths from these diseases were on a sharp decline from the turn of the century, 1800s, 1900s, to today.
Mm-hmm.
And when they introduced vaccines, and you look at the chart, there was no change in the decline. In fact, it probably got worse. There was more deaths when they introduced the vaccines.
When we were children, we didn't get anywhere near the number of vaccinations that we are giving our children today. David Christopher is with me. School of Natural Healing. There's a link on the website, usapreparis.com. David Christopher and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freeze-dryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I can't believe it, class. I am looking at the 2012 recommended immunizations for babies from the CDC, Center for Disease Control. David Christopher, it's absolutely shocking. At birth, hepatitis B. 2 months, hepatitis B plus DTaP, and PCV and HIV and polio and RV. That's 2 months. And then in 4 months, it's DTaP again, PCV, HIV, polio, and RV. And then at 6 months, Hep B, DTaP, PCV, HIV, polio, and RV. Then at 12 months, MMR, PCV, HIV, varicella, and HEPA. And then at 15 months, DTaP again. That just gets you through the first 15 months.
And that's the time they don't have an immune memory.
Man, oh man. you know, why would we allow the government to do that to the same government that spent $9 billion in stimulus for solar power and wind power projects that made 910 final jobs at the cost of $9.8 million per job? Those guys, why would we allow them? They can't even create jobs to tell us what to do and inject poisons and toxins into our children. Why would we do that?
Well, the problem is you never want to have a government that is in bed or connected with a religion. That's you find tyranny when you can combine the two. You can't have a belief system and an all-powerful government together. And that's what we have here. We've got the medical profession, which is not a scientific organization. What it is, it's a belief system. And they believe in vaccines. They can't prove vaccines to be safe or effective, but they believe in vaccines, and they have the government who has all power here to back up their belief system. That's the problem. We need to break that bond between the government and the medical profession.
Yeah. And as David, you know, I was talking to, and it's a little bit off topic, but you know, we have this expo, and it's coming up in November. November 3rd and 4th, and you're going to be there, and your team's going to be there. And I was talking to the big television station about advertising yesterday, and they said, you know, this is election season. And I said, yes, I know that. And they said, well, you know, that if you contract to buy advertising for your expo, that politicians can bump you, even though I have a contract, and even though I've paid in advance for advertising, they can bump me and run their crappy ads to try to get on the public dole, these politicians. They can bump me off the air because of FCC rulings. Can you imagine that? They have to pay more than I'm paying, but they can do that, even if I have a contract.
Maybe you got to throw into your advertising and da-da-da-da-da-da, I vote for someone.
I'll tell you what, here's what I told the TV.
Then you can call it a political ad, you know.
I said something much worse than that. I was really, really hot. And I said, fine, let them do it. But as soon as I find out who they are, I'm going to do a nonstop broadcast for 1 hour trashing that particular politician. Nonstop. Because I'm on 5 hours, 5 hours a week in Springfield, Missouri, and 5 hours on Genesis Communications. You know, one day I broadcast, every day I broadcast 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the afternoon, and I will just trash those politicians, those greedy, greedy politicians that couldn't otherwise get a job. But you're absolutely right. These guys are in bed with the pharmaca mafia and the medical system, and they are forcing us to buy things that we don't want that are absolutely killing us. And the proof is, you talked about that that newborn that died from the pertussis vaccination of her or of that child's babysitter.
Yeah.
How tragic. Absolutely tragic.
Yeah, you can pass the disease on from getting the vaccine. You know, they say unabashedly, oh, you can't do that. You know, oh, yes, you can. No, there are a lot of cases out there where they've got it from getting the vaccine.
And there was a young girl, school age, in Virginia. I was a consultant for many school districts, and a young child died. She was fine, got her vaccination, and within a day or so, she was dead. This is very, very, very serious. And
you know, one of the side effects of these vaccines is unconsolable crying, even to the point of high-pitched crying, that the child has been damaged and the nervous system just the child just cries and can constantly. And well, just think, if you're a parent and your child is crying 24 hours a day, after a couple of days, what do you think you're going to do?
You're going to bring that child to the hospital.
Well, yeah, that. No, they'll get over it, you know. But, you know, your child's crying and crying and crying, and, you know, parents have admitted to, oh, well, yeah, I shook the baby, you know, maybe because the baby was crying. And they never did the studies to show if it was the shaking or if it was the vaccine that caused that baby's death. They call it shaken baby syndrome, you know, but maybe it's vaccine syndrome.
You know, you're absolutely right, because, you know, the symptom is the crying, and please stop crying. It's tearing up, you know, everybody in the household. When a baby's crying, it's horrible. It's gut-wrenching.
Because they're being damaged inside. That's why they're crying.
Right, and what I'm saying is the symptom is the crying, but the cause could be the vaccine.
Absolutely. And you don't know if the shaking that baby caused the bleeding in the brain, or if it was the vaccine itself,
yeah,
caused the damage.
And I've heard stories of the male of the household shaking the baby and then the baby dying. You're absolutely
which you should never do. You shouldn't shake a baby. But still, they don't know whether it was that caused the death or the vaccine.
Yeah, no, we're not advocating harming anyone. But what we are saying is that has happened because the parents are. I don't know what to do. What do you do in this situation with that nonstop?
Well, you never shake a baby, but still, even if you're trying to console them and you think you're maybe moving too hard or something, you know, it may be the vaccine that caused the death.
I'll tell you what, I would not want to have to be in that position, and I certainly would not recommend shaking a baby or anyone at that matter. But you know, you'd want to be loving and console, but a lot of times fever is present also.
You know, that's the body's reaction to what you just put in.
So the,
you know,
so
the very worst thing you could do is not let the body work against what you just put in and give them aspirin. Then you get Reye syndrome.
Let's talk about that for a few seconds, David. Okay, so do not give aspirin.
Oh, that is the worst thing you could do if a child gets a fever, especially after a vaccination, because that's the body's reaction to the vaccine. The body builds up a fever because of the invader that just came in.
So why do these doctor's offices recommend children's Tylenol?
Because they don't know any better. They don't know. They think that the problem is the fever, but the fever is a reaction of the body to the problem. The problem was their vaccine, or the problem was exposure to a contaminant or exposure to an invader. That's what a fever is. And so when you have a fever, basically what that does is it the temperature goes up and the invader can't live in that environment. So it's one of the ways the body has of keeping that invader from growing. Also, when the temperature goes up, your immune system kicks in harder and harder and harder, and more active, and so that's the body's way of fighting a disease. And so you give aspirin, you've shut off the body's ability to fight the disease, and then Reye syndrome is a side effect of that disease.
Man, oh man. So the bottom line, David, seems to be just do everything you can to avoid all these vaccinations. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I said all. I didn't say some or most or a few. I said all.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And especially the first 2 years of their life. Because like I said, they don't have a fully functioning immune system that has memory until fully by about 18 months.
You know, in order to get into college, you have to prove that you've had all your vaccinations.
Yeah. Bradley University did that. They had 100% compliance, and they had an outbreak of measles in the school population that were fully vaccinated with evidence they had the antibodies in their system. Now, that to me shows this stuff doesn't work anyway. So why are we doing it?
And what about tetanus? How do you feel about that, tetanus vaccinations?
Well, you know, we got rid of most cases of tetanus by getting automobiles. Because automobiles don't poop on the cobblestone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have little kids with cuts, you know, running through the cobblestone streets with the manure in there that's got all this bacteria that gets into the cut.
And why do they blame it on rusty nails?
Well, the rusty nail would have to have poop on it. There's no, nothing with rust.
I gotta tell you, David, I haven't had immunizations in a very, very long time. I'm talking like, 50 years. And, I'm on the farm here and we've got rusty barbed wire everywhere. We've got rusty nails everywhere. I mean, this farm was put into operation in the 1840s. So there's all kinds of metal that I find here and there, and equipment that's buried in just below the surface, and parts of hay equipment and hay tines and so forth that surface from time to time. And I get cut all the time, and I haven't had a tetanus shot in 50 years.
Yeah, accidents happen, but you need to take care of a wound. You don't go, I got wounded, I'll take care of it when I get done with the shift. No, you take care of it when it happens.
That's exactly right.
You don't
right.
have a problem.
Right. I stop right then and there. Bee stings, whatever it is, I stop right then and there. And if I get something in my eye, I take it out immediately. And I haven't had any ill effects from any of these wounds that I have as a farmer. And being a farmer, believe it or not, is a dangerous job.
Yeah.
It really is.
Not as dangerous as being a soldier, though, huh?
Oh, no. I mean, no.
And we found out during the Gulf War that it wasn't the enemies that was the big concern with soldier safety. It was the pharmaceutical industry. We'll talk about that after your break.
David,
this is Renown.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I am at the controls, and David Christopher's with me, and we were talking about war, and we also were talking about the number of casualties during that war. David Christopher, you've got some insight.
Yeah, you know, the Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We lost, what, 28 soldiers to battle wounds? And I think the Iraqis lost thousands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not the end of the story, because we had the biggest turnover of personnel of military in the history of the United States. Very few that served in the first Gulf War served in the second Gulf War, because they're all sick or dead.
Wow.
What we found out clandestinely was that almost 40,000 troops died from the vaccines, the experimental vaccines they were administered by the Army.
40,000?
The pharmaceutical industry.
Did you say 40,000?
Yeah, you're not going to find that figure anyplace else. We kind of got some leaks and stuff and put things together, and it was around 40,000 have died. Now, if they pressed it and took it to court and tried to get the statistics and stuff, they might be able to find that again, but there was about 40,000 have died from Gulf War syndrome. And we know where it came from. I mean, they keep denying it, but we know where it came from, because all the countries that sent troops to Iraq, all of their soldiers came down with Gulf War syndrome. Every country except France. France had zero Gulf War syndrome with their troops because they refused the American experimental vaccines. So we had a control group, a great big experiment. We know.
Wow.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. And they just keep skirting the issue and denying it. But that's what happened. And when you get a belief system with that medical profession, with their vaccines and stuff, combined with total authority, which is the Army, this is what happens.
You know, David Christopher, you would think that, and I thought when I was draft age of the Vietnam War era, I would get the best food, the best bullets, the best cartridges, the best weapons, the best clothing, the best of everything.
And here we are. Support.
And here we are killing our own troops.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you where immunity comes from. Can we go there?
Absolutely. Please do. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, that's it, real
by the way, let me before you do, I'd like to say, if you'd like to contact David Christopher, it's ChristopherWebsites.com. ChristopherWebsites.com. Websites.com. And if you need to, just go to USAPrepares.com, find David Christopher on the first page, and click on that, and it'll take you right to his websites. Okay, David, please continue.
Okay, it starts from birth. In fact, from conception. The baby receives immunity passively through the umbilical cord. When that umbilical cord is cut when they're born, then the baby receives passively its immunity from breast milk. That's where it comes from. And so all you people that are doing formula, repent, because you're not getting any immunity. Why do you think milk is white? Because you're getting white blood cells. Hello? And that's how the baby gets immunity from all the diseases around. The mother gets the immunity and passes it on to the baby, so there's passive immunity until the baby develops its own memory and immune system, which is going to take about 18 months. So if you're doing cow's milk, it's going to do you no good because the cow has passive immunity for the calf for animal diseases, which we don't catch anyway. What we get are human diseases, and you're going to get passive immunity for human diseases from mother's milk, not from cow's milk, not from goat milk or elephant milk or tiger milk or anything else. You're going to get it from human mother's milk. That's where immunity comes from. So I'm just surprised that the whole population isn't dying from these diseases because of the formula. You don't get any immunity there, nor the proper nutrition.
I hope you heard the passion in David Christopher's voice. I did. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. David Christopher will be with us at the Expo in November, Get Prepared Expo. There's a link on the website. I'm Vince Finelli, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.